What does Oslo have in common with Atlanta, Moscow, Bangkok, Lima, and the small town in Austria called Scheibs? Among many other cities all around the world, they can find their names stitched on the denim jacket of their local Turbojugend group. Turbojugend is the international fan club of the Norwegian hard rock band Turbo Negro, organized in unbelievable 2,425 chapters. Each of them has a president, and I was lucky enough to get hold of two of those busy party people.
Kato, aka Party Cowboy, president of TJ Oslo.
And?
Hi, here's René Wieland, brother name Little Boy Blob, proud president of Turbojugend Kiepes, a small town in Austria.
Here is how they describe the Turbojugend.
It's the worldwide fan club and pretty much also the biggest family you can imagine. It's dedication, rock and roll and alcohol.
The Turbojugend Kiepes is a place like a family, founded in 2005 by two Turbo Negro loving hard rock guys. We founded it because it's the perfect symbiosis of sex, drugs and dirty rock and roll.
So one thing they have in common are the excessive parties. But what else do they do besides that?
It all depends. Maybe sometimes there's concerts, Turbo Negro or other rock concerts. So we can organize a meeting around that. Sometimes we just go barbecue or bowling. So on December the 1st, we're having the Oslo bowling tournament with every member who wants to come can just join up and play bowling and drink beer.
There are lots of things we're doing, except drinking and rocking, like bowling, car driving, clay beacon shooting, and all the other things you can do in a small town in Lower Austria. And we organize parties, the legendary Turbojugend Kiepes Rock and Roll Riot.
And what is needed to become a member of the Turbojugend family?
In Oslo, we just talk to us and tell us you're interested, and then we give you a trial time of about 3 months, because we had a lot of members who weren't dedicated enough, and we want dedicated members who want to join us at parties. We're just looking to get some good members and not just letting anybody in.
To become a member of the Turbojugend Kiepes, you have to contact me, the president, and expose your motivation to join the Turbojugend. Further, you have to organize a toller Turbojugendtag, which means you have to organize a great Turbojugend day.
Once accepted, you'll be given your Turbojugend denim jacket, personalized with your chapter and your so-called warrior name stitched on it. One big advantage the Turbojugend Oslo has is that occasionally they meet the band Turbo Negro privately too.
Well, we talk to them every now and then, but it's not like we call them and ask them to come to a party. But we meet up with them some parties and have some beers with them and at a concert. Maybe just try to get hold of them afterwards and just join them for a party.
It's rather improbable that the Turbojugend Kiepes guys will ever meet their stars when having a beer.
Unfortunately, there's no opportunity to meet the band in Scheibs, but we're trying to visit as much Turbo Negro concerts as possible.
When talking to Party Cowboy and Little Boy Plop, the two presidents, it seems, however, that the Turbojugend movement has become independent from just being a normal fan club. Indeed, when asking the two presidents what they would choose, Turbojugend or Turbo Negro, if they could just pick one, they are absolutely in agreement.
Turbojugend.
Turbojugend, no question.
Seems like Turbo Negro singer Hank from Helvete was right when he once called the Turbojugend Frankenstein's monster. This was Vera for Snakke Genosk, talking to the presidents of Turbojugend Oslo and Turbojugend Kiepes, meeting them absolutely sober and finding them very kind.